Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is John Batchelor, conversation with colleague Jonathan Schanzer of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies about the Hezbollah provocations and attacks on Israel and the murder of children at a Druze village, Israeli citizens in Israel, as well as deaths over these last days. What is to be done? Jonathan speaks to the very beginning of this war back in October of 23. The IDF is ready to go north, was ready then. What held it back? Jonathan explains it was a visit by the President of the United States. And since then, there has been this hesitation by the White House about Hezbollah, the vast and well-armed and extremely sophisticated army that threatens the state of Israel and works directly with the Islamic Republic of Iran, works for it. Here's Jonathan Schanzer explaining where we are right now. More of this tonight.
I think that it's exactly the way to describe it. The Israelis are not afraid of this war. Just to be very clear, they actually wanted to go north at the beginning of this conflict. When President Biden came to visit the Israelis shortly after the 10/7 attack, he advised the Israelis not to wage a war against Hezbollah, but to rather focus things in Gaza. The Israelis agreed. Of course, they paid the price for that because the Biden administration has restrained them even in the Gaza Strip. But all the while, the Iranians have been watching and enjoying this. It means that they get to fight Israel by proxy. They pay no price for it. And that has been the case from the get-go. The Israelis have responded only once significantly to that night in mid-April, where Iran fired 300-plus missiles and drones at Israel. Israel responded by attacking one radar installation. There has been no price for the Iranians to pay, and this is the result of the Biden administration's warnings and admonishments. They don't want Israel to escalate. We're still hearing it right now, but I believe as a result, we are watching an emboldened Iran. Now, as for their fear, this is, I think, a hallmark of the Biden administration. The president himself, who is, of course, now a lame duck and may have some other choices ahead of him, but this was the man that actually did not want to conduct the raid that killed Osama bin Laden back in 2011. This is a man who would prefer not to have the U.S. exert its power if it doesn't have to, even when international shipping lanes are shut down in the Red Sea. Even as American servicemen are taking fire from Iranian militias, where we know Iran is directly involved. This has emboldened Iran over time, and I think that it is truly a big mistake on the part of this administration if the goal is to bring this to an end.
To return to the battlefield.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.